Okay, we are doing Vava Basra, Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. Amar. So now we're talking about when you sell something, what's included? What is included? Amar Chesabai is Loi Mocha. So if you're selling a house, in the times of the Mishnah, they used to have little small houses, not like today. And there would be on the back of the house like a shed, which was just for storing things. The Mishnah says if you sell the house, you did not include, if you sell a house without giving specifics, you just see somebody in the street, buy my house, here's $100, here's your, so you did not include the shed. The house itself you have, in those days the houses were like, maybe 500 square feet. It was 20 feet by 20 feet. It was a tiny little structure. So anyway, so the house you sold, we did not sell. If there's a shed attached to the house, it's not included. Even if the shed opens into the house, so you it's treated as part of the house, it is not included. And if he has in his house itself, he has a small room where, which he uses for storage, it's also not included. Because it's not, it's a different use. Your house you live in, this storage, you keep things in there, so it's a different use, it's not included. We're going to see soon in the next Mishnah, we'll talk about how if I sell a house and I keep for myself a small room in the house, how do I get there? Mishnah will talk about it next Mishnah. If I have in those days they had flat roofs, and they would use the roof to dry produce. If you grew fruits in your backyard, you would take the fruits and dry them on the roof. They used to dry the fruit because it would go into a, you couldn't transport in those days. You wanted to send fruit from one place to the next, it's not going to last. So they would dry the fruit, and so they would send dry fruit. So if the roof has a fence around it, then it's also not included. If the fence is 10 tefachim, that means it's used as a separate use, it's also not included. If Yehuda Pesach, even if there's no, Yehuda says, even if there's no fence around it, the Tanakhama says, if there's a roof with a fence around it, that means you use it as a separate use. It's not sold. Rehuda says, even if it does not have a fence, there's no fence around it, but it has a doorway leading up to the roof. I guess the other option is to have a ladder, just a ladder, you climb up the ladder to get to the roof. Here, if there's a doorway going with a staircase and a doorway going to the roof, then it's also not included. Okay, loy is the Mishnah base. Loy is a boy, loy is a dus. If you have a bor, a pit underneath your house, or a dus is an enclosed pit, like a cistern. So the dus would be like a pit lined with stone or with plaster, so it would keep the water. Would be able to hold the water better. Afa because of Ruma, even though he wrote on the star when he sold the house, I'm selling you my house with the height and the depth, the height of the house and the depth of the house. It still does not include the bar and the dos, because that's a separate, those are separate. separate things. There's a separate use, and it's not considered part of the house. So therefore, even though it's underneath the house, it's not considered part of the sale. Okay, now Misha's going to talk about how you get, if I sold somebody a house and I'm keeping the pit underneath the house, and I sold somebody a house and I'm keeping one room in the house, so how do I get to it? How do I get to my pit, or how do I get to my room? Sorech lichik loy derech. You have to buy a right of way. So that means if I sell you my house, I have to buy my right of way. That means I sell you the house for $10,000 and I give you $1,000 back, and this gives me the right of way that I can enter the house and knock on the door. I have the right to enter anytime and go to my room or to my pit. Divrei Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva holds that you have to buy it. Rebbe Akiva holds as machlokes in the Gemara, if somebody sells b'ayin toiva or b'ayin ro. Rebbe Akiva holds you sell, that means when I sell something to you, am I being stingy and I just selling you the bare minimum? Or am I being generous and I'm selling you everything you can see? So Rebbe Akiva holds you're being generous. So therefore, when I'm being generous, I sell you, I didn't keep anything back. I didn't keep the right of way back for myself. I sold you everything. I have to buy back the right of way from you. That's Rebbe Akiva holds. No, the Chaim hold, you sell b'ayin ro. You're selling, you're being stingy. You're not being generous. But when I'm selling you the house, I'm selling you just the bare minimum. So I kept for myself a right of way. Therefore, I don't have to buy it back from you. That's the focus of the Kiva and the Chachamim. The Kiva says you have to buy the right of way. Chachamim says, no, you automatically have the right of way because you never sold it in the first place. But Rebbe Akiva says, if when I sold the house, I said, I'm selling you everything except for the room or except for the pit, then since I mentioned it, it means I'm keeping myself a right of way. In that case, I do not have to buy the right of way. The right of way, I never sold it to you. Therefore, I don't have to pay you for it. So now I sold you my house. Then there's a pit which I kept for myself. Then I sold that pit to somebody else. Now it's the other way around. So Rebbe Akiva says, when I sold the pit, I sold it by Ein Toivo with a generous eye. Therefore, I included the right of way which I had before, and therefore, you don't have to buy it. Before, Rebbe Akiva said, you have to buy it because I sold my house with a generous eye. Now Rebbe Akiva says, I sold my pit with a generous eye. Therefore, with an Ein Toivo. Therefore. So I included the right of way which I had. Therefore, the person who buys my pit does not have to buy the right of way. I'm the other way around. So the Chaim said, no, you sold the pit without the right of way, and therefore the person now has to buy the right of way from the owner of the house. So it's the reverse ruling of before, because it's the same reason. If I sell by Ein Toivo, so I sold the right of way. So I have to buy it back from the guy I sold the house to. But if I sold the pit, then I also sold the right of way, and therefore doesn't have to buy it again from the owner. Okay, Mishnah Gimel. Hamoiches abayis mochas adaras. Now we're talking about when I sell the house, what's included. So, one second. When I sold the house, what's included? So Amorich is a bias, Amorich is Dalit. If I sell you a house, I'm selling the front door also. Really, the door is not part of the house. You can separate it. But the Maisa, Mishnah says, yeah, you sold the door also. Okay. So that's what the Mishnah says, Lemaisi. Lemaisi, you did sell that. You include the door because the door detached. Abolaisim after, not the lock. Okay, but the lock you didn't sell. That means if there's a lock on the door, it was usual. And they had probably a padlock of some kind. So that's not included because it was usual to when I sell a house, I take my lock with me. Okay, a machteshes is a keli, a dish I use to grind spices. It's like you have like a bowl which you put spices in and you beat the spices with a stick, with a pestle. Now, if this machteshes was fixed to the ground, it was cemented into the ground, so I sold it also because it's fixed into the house, therefore I sold it. Like a little bowl, I used to grind spices in it. So they would sometimes keep this build it into the house. It was like it was cemented into the floor. So that's included if I sell it because that's part of the house. I have a lot of semital teles and a portable one, which is not fixed into the house, is not included because that's portable. Machos itzrable. Now, itzrable is a millstone they used to grind wheat to make flour. So sometimes they would take this millstone and attach it to the ground. Okay, so this istrable is actually a wooden frame that holds this millstone. So the wooden frame was cemented to the ground, and the millstone, it was made to fit. It would fit into it. So therefore, that's included with the sale. Abolais a keles, but not the keles is the funnel that feeds the grain into the millstone. That's portable, so therefore it's not sold. Lias a tanur, lias a karaim, not a tanur, an oven, or a karaim, which is one a tanur is an oven with one, which can hold one dish on top, and a tanur is with two. And these are portable, so therefore they're not included. But if he said, I'm selling you the house and everything with whatever's in it, and everything is included, because then he said it, I'm selling you the house and all its contents, and everything's included. Mishnah 4, Hamoiches Hechotze Mocha Botim. So if I own a courtyard with a few houses around it, and I sell you the chotzer, I also included including the houses. The whole chotzer, everything. And it also boris sichnum orois, any pits or ditches or morois is like a cave or like a enclosed ditch. So anything that's within the chotzer is included. Avalayas mataltalin, not the movable things. So if I have an oven or a tanner or a karayin inside the chutzah, it's portable, so it's not included. Zman shamalai hivachol mashiv asarcha reichulan mukhurin. If I say everything is sold, including, then all the movable things are also, all the portable things are also included. Ben kach or ben kach, but in any event, whether I said everything or whether I said I just sold, said I'm selling you the chotzer, whether I said I'm selling you the chotzer and everything inside it, ben kach or ben kach, loy macher as a merchatz, the bathhouse is not included, loy space a batch of a sarka, not an olive press. So those are businesses. The bathhouse is a business, and the olive press is a business. I would take olives and press them and charge a fee. So those are not included because that's not, even though it's in the chotzer, it's not considered part of the chotzer. So even if I said I'm selling you the chotzer and everything in it, it does not include the bathhouse. It doesn't include the base of the olive. So Rileza says, no, when you sell a chotzer, you only sell the chotzer itself, nothing else. Even the houses which open onto the chotzer are not included. Okay, so Rabbi Eliezer says you have to be careful what you say. The Tanakama says you have to be careful, because if you say I'm selling to the Chotzer, with the Tanakama you sold the houses too. I guess in those days, if you had, you know, a small village and a Chotzer and a few houses around, they weren't worth very much. So with the guy charges, you know, $5,000 for the chotzer, or $5,000 for the chotzer and the houses. The houses weren't worth much either. They were just sheds, basically, just huts. Okay, Mishnah 5. Okay, now the Mishnah to Amarches Beis Abad. Somebody sells an olive press. So an olive press basically is like a large container. It was fixed to the ground. So what happened in those days, they used to do is they used to first crush the olives, and then they would take the crushed olives and put it into the press and put heavy pieces of wood on top of the olives to squeeze out the oil. So the Mishnah Hamoches based about selling, you sell an olive press. Moches Hayom includes the Yom is here a vat, the big vat, which is called a sea, because I guess it's like a sea that it holds all the olives. There's a mammal, that's the stone which is used to crush the olives. Okay, so then that means you sold the base about the yom, you sell the vat where the olives are pressed. There's a mammal, and the mammal is a stone that's used to crush it. There's a basulois, and the basulois are poles that they hold up. They would have two sticks in the ground, and on top of it a beam. So like the shape of a door frame, and the beam would hold up the beam would be suspended on this on these poles. So since these things are fixed to the ground, the yam and the psula is fixed to the ground, it's included. Mamol is not fixed to the ground, it's a heavy stone. I guess that's an essential part of the press, so therefore that would be included. Because usually you wouldn't, they wouldn't, when you sell a press, an olive press, you wouldn't take the stone and use it somewhere else. You would always leave it there. So that means it's understood that that's part of the sale, even though it's not fixed. Avaloy mochas avirin, achirin. He hasn't sold the boards, the wooden boards that you place on top of the olives. So you would have a bunch of olives in the vat. You would put a board on top, so then you put the heavy beam on top of it, so that they get pressed evenly. The sagalgal, also not, they would have some kind of winch or a wheel to lower and raise the beam onto the olives. That would also not include it because it's portable. The sakoira, and he doesn't sell the beam itself. So even though we said before you sold the mamul, which is the stone, you didn't sell the mamul, you did sell, but not the beam. If he said, I'm selling you everything, whatever's the press, whatever's inside it, everything is sold. Okay, Rabbi Eliezer, Ayma, Hamaycha Beis Sabbat Moches Akoira. If you sell the Beis Sabbat, you did include the Koira. The Tanakhama says you did not sell the wheel and the Koira, the beam itself. Rabbi Eliezer says you did sell the beam. Because Rabbi Eliezer holds, apparently, this Koira was the most essential part of it, and you could never. Sometimes they didn't use boards. Sometimes they didn't use heavy stones, but here they always use the beam. Therefore, the beam is included automatically in the sale of the olive press.
But why is it not